Joining us this week is a guy that the Jaguars hope is one of the players that controls the tempo in the future, and that is Marquise Lee. Marquise, welcome, and congratulations on the recent production uptick that you've had from your position. You've gotten an opportunity out there, obviously, and you've taken advantage of it.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks for letting me be on here. And that's really about it. That's all I look at the NFL is, everybody, I feel like, get their opportunity. And when you get the opportunity, you got to take advantage of it. And that's all I've been trying to do just these last couple of weeks.
How frustrating has it been? I mean, you're an elite athlete. I mean, and at a very young age at SC, you were the man. Mm-hmm. I mean, your sophomore season was a tremendous year at SC, but then all of a sudden here, it's a different game.
Yeah, I mean, it was frustrating at the beginning. Me fighting injuries and things like that. I'm kind of happy I got put in that situation. I finally learned how to take care of myself. It's a situation, if I get in those injuries again, I know how to handle it. Rather than breaking down and needing assistance from teammates, see some of them help me through that process and stuff like that, I can kind of get it myself. It's been fun, I've just been enjoying it.
The one thing that is fun to watch with you and in your progress, you're extremely fast, but you're really starting to see how fast you are because the game, obviously mentally, you've got it now and you're showing your athleticism. Can you see that yourself when you watch yourself?
Yeah, I can honestly say I'm gradually getting the hang of it as far as getting a better understanding of the game. That's the first thing, Coach Sully's told to me when I got here. You know, I feel like you got the capability to do some great things. And we're going to work with you little by little to get you out there. And I'm finally, got the trust in and buying into what Coach Sully, and Coach Gus, been telling me week by week. And it's been showing on the field.
Three most dangerous words. I got it, right? That's what he says. Because you never, Jeff will tell you through his whole career, even in your last game, you're still learning, still finding out. Exactly. We've got some top plays from the game yesterday, and a lot of them, Jeff, included the passing game. It looked like Blake Bortles was able to find Mercedes in this game where he wasn't able to do that previously.
Well, and Mercedes Marquise, I mean, when you watch him catch the ball and then to do what he did running over the safety, that was a thing of beauty.
And Mercedes is the type of person, who got the capability of doing things like that, it's just good seeing them out there and getting it done.
The only frustrating thing is that this great play, you didn't get any points out of it. It was kind of a play that was just there by itself.
Right. The Jaguars at one point gained 51 yards on two plays and got no points out of it, and that's the payoff, obviously. Also, Marquise, as I mentioned, your production has really stepped up, and there are some plays that you look at that where you can display athletic talent. Boy, one-on-one, if Blake has that confidence to throw to you and you can win the ball, that's pretty solid.
Yeah. I mean, that's just execution. We rep it in practice constantly, it can be any one of us, honestly, to tell you the truth. Cecil, Hearns, Ace going to get that ball. I feel like we're all capable, and we just go out there and just continue to compete, try to give the best we can give each week.
That's a heck of a play now. What's your vertical jump?
I did like a 37, I think, at the time.
37 inches.
By the way, it's over 3 feet.
I can't do that.
And the Baptist Health game-changing moment. I love this play. Allen Hearns with a 6-touchdown catch, which is a rookie record for the Jaguars. But that little naked boot was covered out of the backfield. Mercedes was covered. Blake continued the play. Hearns worked himself open, and Blake threw it in a place where it ended up with 6 points.
Right, and this is what we call scramble rules. When all of a sudden it goes off the script, right, Marquise? It's all of a sudden now you've just got to create and find something to happen, and Allen Hearns, your fellow rookie, made it happen.
True. You run a lot of situations where, the defense does an amazing job, and everybody is locked up, and you run a situation where Blake got a scramble, and we just got to find ways to get open, and in that case, Hearns got open.
How excited are you? Because, I mean, first of all, it's you, it's Allen Robinson, and Hearnsy, obviously, and Hearnsy to break the rookie record with 6 touchdowns, you got to be happy for him.
Well, I'm happy for him. Even when I was down and, Hearns and A-Rob was going at it and doing the things they was doing, I was proud, and to see A-Rob go down was a bad thing. And I told him, I'm going to go out there and play for him just like if he was there, But to see them guys go out there and do the things they do, especially, Hearns coming from, undrafted to the things he's doing for the team, is big.
Like Bortles says, regrettably led the league in interceptions, and he threw one yesterday. Jeff, it was kind of a critical moment, and break this play down for us a little bit.
Well, it's one-on-one coverage, man coverage, and the safety just steps right up in front of Toby Gerhardt. I think that Blake would like to have that one back, but that's a momentum killer.
Yeah.
And you can't make those kind of decisions, but, you know, much like you, Marquise, he's a young player. He's learning. He's gaining experience, and he's going to get better.
I can honestly agree. I mean, I feel like he's just getting his feet wet, you know, getting a great understanding of the game, seeing new coverage he's never seen before. The NFL is way different from college, I can honestly say, from my point of view. You know, and I say, you know, yeah, he having interceptions this year, you know, having a couple of mistakes, but he did. He have times where he does great things.